Going to begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph at the top. You'll notice a triangle, four lines from the top. This triangle is part of a series of geometric forms that started on Mem Hei Amud Beis. We had seen Rabba and Abaye arguing over under what circumstances is a repairman, an Uman, believed against a customer claiming his item. Continuing with that scheme of things, the Gemara at this point is going to be asking a kasha on Rabba. Mosiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Uman ein loy chazoka. This is of a Tanaic nature, hence it's in this frame. The Gemara points out, Uman hu de ein lo chazoka. A repairman or artisan, he is the one that is said to not have a chazoka, and that a customer in claiming the item will win. Ha achir, however, an outsider or a person other than an artisan, yesh loy chazoka. By having it in his possession, he'll be able to claim it as his. Hechidomi. What are the circumstances under which we could say there's a difference between the uman and the achir and the other and the non-repairman? E deiko edim. If there are witnesses that saw the initial handoff from original owner to current holder, and the Rashbam adds, and he sees, he observes his talis, he observes his article in the possession of the repairman. So what do we have? We have customer who has witnesses that saw him give the item over to the repairman. Plus he sees the item, he observes the item right now in the repairman's possession. Achir, amai yesh lo chazaka. Why should a non-repairman be believed? The original owner has everything on his side. He's got witnesses, plus he sees it, he observes it. Elolav, deleko edim. In order to see a distinction between Uman and Achir, we have to set it up as a case where there are no witnesses that saw the initial handoff. Vikotani, Uman, ein loy chazoka. That once there are no witnesses, contrary to Rabba, the Uman ein lo chazoka. Tiufta de Rabba, tiufta. This counters Rabba. Rabba had said that if there are no witnesses, then the Uman is believed. We see from this diuk, from the source from which we made the diuk, and as a result of that, we were able to set it up as a case where there were no witnesses, and yet it says that the Uman ein lo chazoka. The Gemara proceeds to a new topic. The Nosei is featured on the side, the topic heading, Nischalfu lo kelim bekelim. Mix up. I took someone else's coat. I took someone else's hat. Where did the mix-up take place? Beveis ha'uman or beveis ha'ovel. It could happen in a repair shop, tailor shop, a cleaning establishment, or in a mourner's home. A lot of people come, hang up their coats, and I took the wrong one. Tana Rabbanan. The source begins in the Shas Ozer, as we've mentioned earlier today. Sources that you sections that you see in a frame, they're of a Tanaic nature. So here we have a Tanaic source. Nischalfu lo kelim bekelim, mix up in articles. I took someone else's coat, for example. Beveis ha'uman, hareze yishtamish bohen ad shiyovoi haloi v'yitol es shaloi. I have rishus to use it until the other person comes and takes his, takes it from me. Bevesa ovel or bevesa mishteh, if I took someone else's coat in a mourner's house, in a wedding, and I took it and I noticed it wasn't mine. Hareze lo yishtamish bohen, at shiyovo halo, v'yitol eshelo. He's not allowed to use it. The Gemara asks, "My shno reisha umay shno seifa." What's the difference between the beis ha'uman versus the beis ha'ovel? Omar Rav. So Rav provides a response with a little introduction. He says, "Avi yosivno kamei de chavivi." I was sitting in front of chavivi, my uncle, Rav Chiya. The Omar li. V'chi ein odom osui lomar l'umon mechor li talisi. Could one rule out that a person will tell the repair shop, "Oh, the item I gave you, sell it, and we'll split the profits"? The point being that when one receives something from the Beis Uman, there is a possibility that the item that I received that turns out to be wasn't mine, wasn't the one I gave. Nevertheless, it was an item that the Uman had a right to give to me because the original owner said, "Sell it for me." Omar Rav Chiya Breid Rav Nachman Lo Ishanu Elohu. The halacha that it's mutar lishtamesh bo, this is taught only when the Uman himself is the one that gave it to me. Aval ishtoi uvonov lo. If it was given to me by the wife or the children of the Uman, then he would not have the heter of using it. Vehu nami, and even if it's the Uman himself that gave it to me, and it turned out to be not the one, not my item. Lo amoron, we don't say that it's muter, elo di omar le talis, stam, where the Uman said, take a talis, take a coat. Avol talischo loy. Hai lav talis didei hu. However, if the repairman or the tailor said, "Take your coat," it's not my coat, and so you could see that there was some kind of mistake, and in such a case you couldn't apply the principle or the suggestion above that the Uman had a right to sell someone else's thing. Before we continue in the Gemara, let us take a look at our topic heading on the side, the Nosei. Ramoy de Pumbedisa. Literally, the underhanded ones, the thieves of Pumbedisa. Umanim, artisans, repairmen, shikanir'eh, roitzim lichpor. They want to deny, velo ma'afshirim lematzav shel ro'o lios, and they prevent a situation of ro'o from arising. Now, we saw Shitas Abaye, and that seemed to be the successful Shita, that if a customer sees, he observes his item in the Rishus, in the domain of the repairman, the customer will be believed over the claims of the repairman. Namely, where the repairman tries to claim, "I bought it, I received it as a gift from you." No, the customer will be believed. However, if there's no ra'a, then there's a chance, according to that position that we said Abaye, and as we saw in the Rashbam earlier, that according to Abaye, everything depends on ra'a. So if there's no ra'a, if you don't have the customer observing his item in the possession of the repairman, then the repairman will win. So, as we said before, what the Gemara is going to be preoccupied with in the next few lines will be situations where the repairman will be preventing a ro'ah case from arising. We have additional geometric forms to take note of. We see these volcano forms. The mivneh on the outside margin, and the shas ozer, we attempt to provide a symbol key as you go along sugya by sugya. And in this case, we have the mivneh, hityachasutam shel arba amoroim lehanhogosam shel oisam umnin v'toivehem. The Gemara will present four rabbinic opinions as expressed in the context of these artisans and the ones claiming from them the customers. It will become clear as we go on in the Gemara. We also have here a long marking, baye circled with the vertical dashed line. Amale abaye l'rova. To ach viloch ramoi de pompadisa my abdi. I'm going to show you what these underhanded, questionable characters of pompadisa, what their practice was. Presents it as a story form. Omale, where a balabayas says to the uman, have li sarbaloi, give me my coat. Omale, the tailor, says, lo hoyu dvora me'olam, never got a coat from you. Customer says, ha isli sa'adi dechazua gaboch, but I have witnesses that saw the coat by you. We must take a look at the Rashbam, though, for some critical additional information. Four lines from the bottom, dechazua gaboch, Beged echad ra'u v'hu sheli umi hu ha'edim ein makirin boy yofe im zehu. So that though the Gemara said, I have witnesses that saw it by you, one has to be circumspect here. And it's witnesses that saw a coat, but they can't testify that it is mamish my coat. Omar lay, the tailor says back, Hahu achrinahu have. What your witnesses saw is someone else's coat. So the customer says back, Afkine v'nechzinu. I'll just take it out and let's see it. The Rashbam, Afkine v'nechzinu, Hotsei oisoi shiiru edim sha'ata oimer achrinahu, the Emes devorecha, or the amate devorecha, v'hotzi atzmecha min achashad, and you know, make your words truthful, like put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Show us the coat, and then we'll see that you're telling the truth. The Gemara goes on. Omar le, the artisan, the tailor says, Ibra lo mafik nole, v'emes, in truth, I'm not going to show it. At this point in the Gemara, it's hard to put your finger on the issue of Ramos. Rabbi opened up this piece of Gemara saying, I'm going to show you the Ramoi de Pompadisa. So to appreciate that, we'll look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says at the bottom, Ibra lo mafikno le be'emes lo otzienu b'shvil tanosecha shel hevel era loch momon acherim. I'm not going to show you other people's items because of your empty claims. The zeu haramos de lo l'shem shamayim miskavein el lignoi ves talis chaveru miskavein. This sweet talk. I'm not going to show other people's things. He's not doing it because he's some altruistic individual, but he's trying to make off with someone else's item. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rava, he addresses Abaye and he says, Shapir ka Omar le, the Rashbam fills in, again, missing points here. The bottom, he says, Shapir komale ha'uman. The human saying, well, kach heshiv rov al abaye. Shafapisha ramoyim hein, even though they're non-altruistic, they're they don't have good intentions. Nevertheless, hadini mom, dafiluk sherim shebi yisrael yecholim litown kain. The artisans claim here, the tailors claim here, is I'm not going to show you someone else's thing just because you're pressing charges, just you're claiming it's yours. That's a legitimate thing to say. My time off. Ro'o Tanya. The Rashbam at the top. Ro'o Tanya. Ro'o Taliso Biad Ha'uman. Sheroa Achshav will be aided. The source spoke about one sees his, he observes his talis. Aval Zeino Ro'o Taliso Biad Ze Ha'uman. The case at hand involves a fellow who doesn't see his talis. Vigamo Edim. Kishra'u lo hikiru im zehu. This was the point the Rashba made on Amud Aleph. And the witnesses that the customer is bringing in also are not people that recognize it as his coat. Omar Ravashi. We continue with the Rabbonon that addressed this case of the artisan, the craftsman, the repairman versus the customer. Ravashi says, V'i chochim, if the toivea is shrewd, mashvi le ra, he can make it into a case of ra, the omar le, the customer could say, amai tfisas le, why are you holding on to my talis? Lav mishum di is loch gaboi, isn't it because you have a claim of money that I owe you for services? Hashto afkinu v'shayminu, take it out, produce it, let's make an evaluation, how much is owed, shkol ati doch v'shkol ano didi, you take what's coming to you and I'll take my article back, we'll settle things. What would be accomplished by this? The item, you'd have a raw case, it would be a case of raw. The Rashbam on the third line, V'chochim hatovea motzi mashvilei ro'o yochol lishtadel le'umon bedvorim, he can convince him through shrewd talking, ad shiyareu lo b'fnei edim v'kevon shiyareu yuchal lehotziu mimenu de'umon ein lo chazoka hecha de'ro. Once you would create a raw situation, then the customer would be able to say, hey, you know, that's my thing, give it back. The Gemara continues, Omar le Rav Acho Breda Rav Avyol Rav Ashi. After hearing the sweet talk of the customer, the tailor, the repairman can say back, Motzi Omarle, Lo Tsarichno Leshumo Didoch. I don't need your evaluation. Kvar Shamua Kamoi de Kamoch. Those that preceded you already made the evaluation. Thereby, see, preventing the raw situation from coming to be. Continuing in the Gemara, we proceed to explain the others that were mentioned as not having a chazoka, oris ein lo chazoka. The Gemara will note, and we've noted this in our introduction, on the side, under the title no say, oris ein lo chazoka, vahainu ba'arise bote ovois. That's talking about sharecroppers that work for families for many years, where the sharecropper and possibly his children, they continue working alongside this family on their property for years. The Gemara will explain. inside, Oris Eino Chazoka, Amai. Why is it that an Oris does not gain a Chazoka? Ad Ho Idno Palga Vahashta Kula. Until now, he was getting half of the crops. And now, for the last 3 years, he's getting all of the crops. So we see that there's something different. Why should he not be able to achieve a chazaka? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, be'arisei bote avois. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, masnisin ba'arisei bote avos mairi. Shirigilin lishmor sodosh shel mishpocha zu me'olam hein v'avoseen v'arisus. We're talking about, in our Mishnah, these kind of arisim, these kind of sharecroppers. They work for a family for years. And it was such an arrangement that the owner couldn't just exchange them for other kinds of arisim. The oisim arisim noyagim lecho kol haperos shnayim v'shol shonim v'achrichein yochlu habaylim kamokein. There was a rotation of 2-3 years where the oris would use all of the fruits, get all of the fruits, and then the next unit of 2-3 years, the owner would get the fruits. Hilkoch ein lohem chazoka. Avol shara risin yesh lohen chazoka. Continuing in the Gemara, more details concerning arisin. Omar of Nachman, oris of this nature, of oris bote avos, Shehoirid arisin tachtov, who sent other arisin to work for them, or work in their stead, yesh loy chazoka. If these other fellows use the entire field for 3 years, they can gain a chazoka. My taima. Why is that? Answer, delo ovid inish denachti arisi le'are v'shosik. It wouldn't be that an owner of a field would allow strange arisim to work his field and of course take profits and remain silent. Let's take a look at the Rashbam on the second line under the Gemara. Yesh lo chazoka delo ovid balabayas denachti arisin nochrim ba'arei Beloy Rishuso, Vishosik would be unusual, uncommon for a balabayas, for an owner of a field, to have strange arisin go and work the field without his permission and remain quiet. Shemli Yakaklu Sadosov, Elohim Kain Oise Haoris Atzmo Imohem. Unless his original Oris works with these new guys, Beroya Maim Oisim Kidla Kame, as we'll see later. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oris of the Bote Ovos nature, Shecholak La'arisin, that gives to different arisin, different other sharecroppers, specific tasks to perform, and he works alongside with them. Ein loy chazoka. The new guys would not be able to gain a chazoka. The Rashbam explains that this kind of situation would not arouse the hakpoda of the balabayas, where the balabayas would not mind that, and so remain quiet. My taimo. Answer. Emur harmanyo be'almo shavua. Harmanyo is rishus. Namely, that the balabayas gave the arisei bote avos rishus to allow other arisim to come and help them out. Hence, it's not something that would arouse a macho on the part of the balabayas. Sholach le Rav Nachman, Rav Chisdo, Rav Nachman Yankiv, Yelamdenu Rabbeinu. Teach us. Oris meid o eno meid. Can an Oris testify on behalf of his balabayas against an outside ma'arer or not. Let's take a look, before we go too much further in the Gemara, at our introductory remark on the side. No say. Ha'im elu dilakamon. Can the following people, yechoylim lohaid, keneged hama'arer? We'll have a list of people in the Gemara, as far as what we'll be covering in this year will be just the beginning of the list. But they involve Oris Labalabayas. Can a sharecropper testify against the Ma'arer on behalf of the owner of the field that he's working? Orev Laloiva, a guarantor of a loan, can he testify that a particular piece of land, let's say, belongs to the Loiva, the one who borrowed, the borrower? There's a loan, you have a guarantor of the loan, and someone who borrowed the initial amount of money, and that fellow, the borrower, has land. Can the Orev intervene against an outside ma'arer? Of course, the underlying question in all of these cases is one of nogea be'edus. Maybe they have a vested interest. The third case will be a malve l'loive. Can the lender testify on behalf of the borrower? A fourth case will be lokeach rishon l'lokeach sheni, where a fellow who sold lands first to Reuven and then sold a second parcel to Shimon. So can Reuven, who is the lokeach rishon, testify on behalf of Shimon, a lokeach sheni, who bought a subsequent parcel of land, against an outside, can he testify, Reuven testify for Shimon, against an outside protester? And the fifth example will be kablon, which we'll see more about that later. Kablon is a form of guarantor of loans. So we presented the question already, and that was, can an oris be made or not? Havi Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei. When the question was raised, it was sent by Rav Nachman of Chisda to Rav Nachman of Yankov. So the question raised, Havi Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei. Rav Yosef was present. He heard the question. Omar Lei, Rav Yosef intervened, and he quoted from Shmuel. He says, Hochi Omar Shmuel, Oris Me'id, a sharecropper can testify against the claims presented by an outside protester on behalf of his balabayas. Question, Vodnya Eino Me'id, but the source says he cannot. Lo kashya ho di'iko pero ba'aro, v'ho de'leko pero ba'aro. If it's a field that he worked, that has fruits growing over there, right? He can't be made. He has a very, very distinct vested interest in his balabayas winning. If his balabayas loses, he's not going to get any of the share in the crops. However, the response that Shmuel said that he could be made, that would be under circumstances that deleko peru ba'ara. We'll take a look at the Rashbam. Deleko peru ba'ara v'gam lo torach bo oris klum b'shanazu. And likewise, he also invested no efforts in the land yet in this particular year. Motzi lohoed, he, the sharecropper, could testify to lo marviach midi b'hayedus. He's not gaining anything by his balabayas winning. No fruits there. He didn't even do any work there. The Gemara will go on with more examples of more cases involving different parties being made for others, as we saw in our introduction. You notice a very unusual simon over here, a molek simon, and that represents the characters that you're about to see. You can see in the source there's a number one orev, that's the ayin. The second question will involve a malve, that's the mem, and then a lokeach, the lamed, and kablon, the kuf, forming that very unusual simen, but it certainly can be effective. As far as the shir is concerned, we'll pause here for today, and Amir Tzashem pick up with this brisa next time. Ad kan.